טוב, we're doing the Sefer HaYashar. It's interesting that the Sefer HaYashar, we discussed already that it's unclear what basis he has for what he writes. Is he an ancient Medrash or who knows? But we're reading him nonetheless. And he tells an interesting story at the end of last week's parsha. He says that after Yaakov and Lavan made their pact, so Lavan turns around and goes home, right? And then he sends his son Beor, which is interesting because the Medrash does say that Bilam ben Beor is Lavan's grandson. So he says, he had a son named Beor who was 17 years old. He sent him with Avichoref Benutz ben Nachor and 10 other men. And he sent them quickly to go around Yaakov and travel out to Esau and tell him, so says your cousin, your relative Lavan ben Besuel, have you heard what Yaakov, your brother, did to me? When he came to me, he had nothing. And I took him in and I raised him and I gave him my two daughters and I gave him my two maids. And because he was with me, God blessed him. And he was successful, and he had children and maids and sheep and cattle and camels and donkeys. And he made all his wealth off of me. And he has so much gold and silver when he saw he was so well-to-do. So he took advantage when I was out shearing my sheep, and he got up and ran. He took his wives, his children. He took everything out, all the wealth he made in my land, and he's traveling back to Yitzchak, your father. He didn't even let me kiss my kids goodbye. He took my daughters like captives. He took my God, and he ran away. Now I left him in the river of Yabok, and I left him, he still has all his wealth with him. If you want, you go and find him there, and you take care of him and do what you want with him. And Lavan's messengers came to Esav, and they told him all that, and Esav heard that, and he got upset at Yaakov, and he remembered all his anger and hatred against against Yaakov. And he took his children and servants, took 60 men, gathered all the neighbors from Seir, another 340 men. He took this camp with 400 men drawing their swords, and they went out to go and make a pogrom against Yaakov. Esav divides his camp into seven sections. He took his family with him, 60 men, with one camp. He took Eliphaz, his first son, and he had six leaders that were from the Chori, from the sons of Seir, and each one was with his family, and as they're advancing towards Yaakov, they're charging forward, Lavan's messengers went back, and they came to Rivka, who was the mother of Yaakov and Esav, and they told her, you should know, your son Esav set forth with 400 men to kill your other son Yaakov. He heard he's coming, so he went out to kill him and take everything. And Rivka quickly sent 72 messengers towards Yaakov. She said, maybe Esav's going to fight him before he makes it home. So the messengers from Rivka were traveling back. They were traveling to Yaakov, and they met him over there in the river of Yabok. And Yaakov sees them. He says, wow, God sent me this is a godsend, these people to help me. And Yaakov named the place Machanaim. And Yaakov recognized these were all the people from his father's house. He hugged them, he kissed them, he wept with them. He asked them how his parents are doing. And the messengers told him, Rivka, your mother sent us here to tell you that Esav is headed towards you with men from Seir. And listen, here's what I'm telling you to do. When he comes, beg him. Don't fight him. Don't be tough with him. Bless him. Whatever you have, give him gifts. And when he asks you how you're doing, don't try to hide anything from him. Maybe if you're open with him and you show him that you're willing to make peace with him, you'll save your life and everything you have. If you can only treat him like your big brother. And when Yaakov heard this is what his mother told him, Yaakov wept and listened to his mother. And that's how our parsha begins. So that's the Medrash's introduction. Yes?
There's several interesting things that Lot would say. You take away my daughters like captives when really he worked for them, fair and square. whom you try to cheat and who were under you is able to go above you and steal the thing you worship. Shouldn't he realize then that, wait a minute, just from what I said, you kidnapped, that sounds silly. Just that statement.
I hear. Good point. Yaakov sends messengers to Esav and he starts begging. He tells the messengers, tell my master Esav that I am his servant Yaakov. He shouldn't think that I got anything out of our father's blessing. I've been by Laban for 20 years and he kept tricking me and switching my salary, as he undoubtedly heard, and I worked hard work in his house, and Hashem saw me working hard. So Hashem had favor and he gave me some oxen, some donkeys, some sheep, some servants, and it was all Hashem's kindness. And now I'm coming back home to our father and mother, and I sent word to him because I want to find favor in his eyes, so he shouldn't think that, oh, I got so wealthy or I got anything out of the blessing that Dad gave me. The messengers come to Esav and they find him headed towards Yaakov with his sword outstretched with 400 men. And they give him the message, and Esav answers them haughtily, and he says, I heard what happened when Yaakov was by Laban. I know that he had children and wealth, and he did very good by Laban. And when he saw he was so wealthy, he ran away from Laban, took Laban's daughters by sword, didn't even give him a chance to say goodbye to their father, didn't even say goodbye to Laban. And it's not only to Laban that he was such a scoundrel. He also tricked me twice. And I was silent. But now I'm coming with my camp and I'm going to do what I want with him. And the messengers come back to Yaakov and they tell him, look, we came to Esav, we told him what you said. And this was his answer. And he's headed here with 400 men. You better know what to do. Daven to Hashem. You need to be saved here. And when Yaakov heard that, Yaakov got very scared. Yaakov davened to Hashem and he said, Hashem, the God of my father, Avram and Yitzchak, you told me that you would give me this land and to my seed after me. You said my children would be multiplied like the stars of the heaven. I'd expand in all four directions. Everyone would want to marry into my family. And you fulfilled your promise. I have wealth, I have children, I have cattle. Whatever I wanted, you gave me. And whatever I asked, you gave me. And then you said, come back. You said everything would be good. And now I'm coming. You saved me from Laban, but I'm falling into the hands of Esav, and he wants to kill me, my wife, my wives, my kids. Hashem, save me from the hands of Esav. I'm scared of him. And if I don't have enough merit, so do it for the sake of Avram and Yitzchak, my fathers. Because I know that it's your kindness and mercy that gave me this wealth. And now save me today out of your kindness and accept my prayer. Yaakov finishes praying. He divides the camp, the cattle, into two camps, and he gives half of it to the son of Eliezer, Avram's servant. He had Eliezer's son with him, Damesek, the son of Eliezer. The other half he gave to Elianus, the other son of Eliezer, and he told them, you guys distance yourself. You should have two separate camps far away from one another, and if Esav attacks one, so then the other one will be able to run away. Yaakov goes to sleep that night, and he orders his servants throughout the night. He's giving orders, and Hashem accepted his prayer, and Hashem saved him from Esav. And Hashem sent four angels to go before Esav, and the angels looked. When they appeared before Esav, they appeared as though they were thousands of men riding on horses, and they're all fully armored, and they divided into four camps. And Esav looks and he sees thousands of men in each camp. And one camp advances. They catch up to Esav and they surround him and his 400 men. And they started scaring them. So they're surrounded. They have 400 and here they're surrounded by thousands. They charge and Esav falls off his horse in fear. So the Esav's 400 men all run. They're all scared. And The camp, these angels, which they saw as a camp of thousands of men, the camp yells at them and says, we're the servants of Yaakov, the servant of Hashem. Who could stand up to us? And Esav yells and says, your master Yaakov, he's my brother. It's been 20 years I haven't seen him. Today I wanted to go see him. today you're gonna treat me like this. So the angel said, okay, if not for Yaakov that you tell us you're his brother, we wouldn't have left a thing of you and your men. But for the sake of Yaakov, we won't touch you. So the first camp passes. Again, Esav regroups with his men. He advances another parsa. And then a second camp comes towards him. Again, they're fully armored. Again, they chase off Esav's men. Again, Esav is left alone, falls off his horse. Again, Esav yells and says, let go me. They're yelling as they're charging, we're Yaakov's men. And Esav says, I'm his brother, let me go. So they say, fine. Same thing happens with the third camp. Again, and the same thing happens with the fourth camp. So four times Esav has this story where thousands of soldiers, or he sees thousands of soldiers approaching and scattering his men. And Esav begs them, like, oh me, I'm Yaakov's brother. And when Esav sees that, he's very scared of Yaakov. And now Esav has a change of heart, and he advances with thoughts of peace. And because Esav is so scared of Yaakov, Esav covers up his hatred, and Esav figures there are so many thousands of men out here who are on Yaakov's side, I better not start with him. That night Yaakov goes to sleep with the servants, and he decides, okay, we're going to give Esav a big gift. Yaakov gets up early in the morning, they choose cattle, and they send them forward to give Esav gifts. And we have here the different numbers and the different numbers of servants and cattle. And we know the story. They'll ask, where is Yaakov? You'll tell them, I'm coming up in the rear. And you'll tell them that I'm happy to see him. So he sends camp after camp with gifts. And that night he's by the river Yabok. In the middle of the night, he gets up and takes his wives and everything he has with him, and he crosses them over the crossing of Yabok. And as he's taking them across, he's taking everything across, he's left alone, and a man comes and fights him all night, and Yaakov ends up with a limp. And by the morning, the man blesses him and leaves, but Yaakov is left limping. It's early in the morning, Yaakov crosses Yabok, he's limping, the sun shines, he comes with his cattle and his children, they're traveling in midday, all the camps went before him, and Yaakov sees Esav from a distance. Esav is with 400 men, Yaakov is scared. Yaakov divides up his children and the wives, he takes his daughter Dinah, puts her in a box, and gives her into the hands of his servants. And he goes before the family towards his brother. He bows seven times. And Hashem causes Esav and his men to like what they see. And Esav is scared of Yaakov because of what happened the previous day. And he turns with mercy to Yaakov. Esav runs towards him. He hugs him. He kisses him. He cries. And everyone who came with Esav, they were also scared of Yaakov. They came, they hugged him, they kissed him. And even Eliphaz, Esav's son, with his four brothers, came and wept with Yaakov and hugged him and kissed him because they were all scared. Esav looks at the women and children, sees they're all bowing to him, and Esav says to Yaakov, who are all of these? Are they your children or your servants? And Yaakov says, no, they're my children. Esav sees the whole camp, and he says, where'd you get all this? These people who came to me during the night. And Yaakov says, I wanted to find favor in your eyes, and I sent you all these gifts. And Yaakov insists that Esav should take the gift. Yaakov says, I'm so happy to see you're alive and well. Esav takes the gift. He takes gold and silver and precious stones that Yaakov gives him. And Esav takes half of the gifts. And he gives it to his men who came with him. And half of it he gives to his children. The gold and silver and precious stones he gives to Eliphaz, his eldest son. And Esav says, okay, we'll go with you. You'll come live with me. We'll live together. And Yaakov says, okay, I'll do that. But you know, I have little kids. It'll take me time. We'll catch up to you. You go ahead. And I'll go slowly until I catch up to you. Esav says, I'll leave you some people to watch over you and help you out. And Yaakov says, don't bother. You go live where you live, and I'm coming. And Esav takes his men the way Yaakov wanted, and he travels away with his 400 men, and Yaakov comes into the land of Canaan. Yaakov comes to the city of Shechem.